The following essay was originally aired in 2003. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, December 27th, 9 a.m. Long Tom River, just above Fern Ridge Reservoir. A persistent layer of brawny, rain-laden storm clouds streams inland from the Coast Range. This gray, vaporous blanket seals in the somewhat warmer marine air, keeping temperatures on the valley floor slightly above freezing. Snow-covered coastal peaks burst periodically from the mist. Their reflective, snow-covered relief offers an illusion of greater proximity. This deception produces a disquieting intimacy against a backcloth of constantly shifting charcoal-gray clouds. Liquid water clings to every surface. Pregnant droplets burst open from their own weight, causing branches to sway up and down in the still air, sending streamlets of icy water to the ground. The Long Tom flows brown, waveless, and unagitated through sandy deposits, pulverized and transported over millennia down from the coastal mountains. Meandering beneath a shaded riparian corridor, the strength and direction of current is revealed only by vigorous chevrons trailing from bouncing tree limbs whose tips overhang and dangle beneath the water, violating the otherwise tranquil surface. A cooper's hawk looks down from the leafless upper branches of a contorted white oak. This is a young bird, with dark streaks on its breast, long yellow legs, and a lengthy rounded tail with alternating light and dark bands. It directs its full attention toward me as I walk below. This secretive bird hawk is almost always discovered unintentionally as it lurks among the tangle of branches in the forest canopy. Until they received full protection in 1972, these birds were aggressively pursued by hunters for their reputation as chicken hawks. A guidebook entitled Birds of Oregon, published in 1940, called the cooper's hawk one of the few birds in the state that was almost consistently destructive, living to a large extent on poultry, game, and insectivorous birds. People were made to feel that they were performing a public service while decimating the populations of many of our raptor species. After brief scrutiny, the hawk flies off without ceremony through the woody tangle, with several hurried wing beats followed by a brief interlude of sailing flight. The trail is covered with a slimy layer of decaying oak, alder, and cottonwood leaves. Long portions of the route have had this leafy coating swept aside by flowing waters from recent heavy rains, exposing a neat pathway with the consistency of beach sand. Mosses and lichens express themselves with a variety and abundance that is unique to the forest of the Pacific Northwest. Limitless gradations of the color green dominate the moist, shaded understory of this hardwood rainforest. Shockingly bright pigments, contrary to this monotonous color scheme, present themselves sparingly here and there. A bright orange gelatinous fungus growing from dead wood, a few pure white snowberries clinging to leafless branches, luminous red rose hips dangling at the end of last season's shoots. I reach down and pinch off a portion of yellow-green moss with long, straight, spore-bearing structures from the surface of a decaying log so that I can examine it with a hand lens. I inadvertently pull away a small bit of accumulated soil beneath the moss, exposing the perfect brown, tightly spiraled shell of a hidden snail. This native land snail has no common name. Those few that know it refer to it as Vespericola colombiana. The creature inside is scaly and pale brown. Its shell is beset with fine hairs. Our forests have an interesting and varied fauna of land mollusks. Most of the common species are nocturnal and cannot be seen unless they are searched for beneath fallen logs or in darkened mossy crevices. Now that winter is upon us, it's a good time to go out to Neetarts and Tillamook Bays for some birding, especially on calmer days. It's easy to spot birds on these estuaries that are not seen during the fall and summer months. A variety of grebes, loons, scoters, diving, and puddle ducks can be seen along Whiskey Creek Road by Neetarts Bay and Bay Ocean Road near Tillamook Bay. Look for the sea ducks lower down in these estuaries, while the puddle ducks prefer the shallower upper portions. Further south on the coast, the trail behind the Mark O. Hatfield Marine Science Center in Newport is a good place to observe shorebirds and waterfowl in the Aquinna Estuary. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.